The latest CSO figures out this morning showing unemployment down and house prices up. So a lot to welcome, I suppose, on the unemployment side, Conor. But the house prices will worry a lot of people too.
They will, yeah. I mean, unemployment, I suppose, being the most significant figure, and I guess the two aren't unrelated. If you have, as we do now, 84,000 more people at work than there were at, if you like, the trough when unemployment was at its height and when the number of people in work was at its lowest level in the period of the recession in 2012. So that obviously is to be welcomed. The pace at which employment is growing has slowed a little bit, and a lot of the analysts who've been crunching the numbers today may be slightly concerned about that. Now, it should also be said that these things don't necessarily tend to follow a linear pattern. You can see certain sectors where there's rapid growth and
because
then there's rapid growth in hiring.
From earlier in the year, so there will be a lot of people looking at whether that trend is continuing.
Exactly, yeah. You've seen so far this year the pace of employment growth slightly slower than it was last year when it was up above 3%. It's dropped now below that level. But a lot of the economic indicators, a lot of the, what they call the leading indicators that you're seeing from certain industries, not least of which is construction, where you're seeing the fastest pace of hiring growth. But a lot of the indicators that you get from companies in those sectors are that their intentions are to hire more people. So we wait and see whether that filters through. But you're seeing unemployment now below the Eurozone average. Not that that's a great boast at the moment, because unemployment across the Eurozone is still above 10%, well above 10%.
Nonetheless, it's significant. We were in a situation where we were so much worse than everybody else.
Exactly,
and now
yeah.
We're
no longer the outlier. We're now falling back below the average level, and the pace at which unemployment growth is falling much faster here, thankfully, mm-hmm. than it is elsewhere within the currency.
Although
union.
It does occur to me, listening to you, I remember, as indeed the Minister was referring, the last time that the Labour Party were in power with Fine Gael, and in that time we saw what was called a jobless recovery. And it was a recovery where we saw growth in the economy, but we didn't see jobs. In this recovery, we're seeing jobs, we're seeing numbers growing, but you don't hear people sounding like they feel better off.
No, and you're also dealing with this, and it's a big problem across Europe as a whole, and indeed a global issue, where there's an element of unemployment that is structural, and that is because we're seeing huge technological disruption across a range of industries, for example, and you're seeing jobs that were lost that won't necessarily be replaced. You saw in this country, and we have our own mm-hmm. specific example of a sector that dominated in terms of construction, what we were doing as an economy. You won't see the number of jobs that were lost replaced entirely. So where will that go? Well, one of the answers to that is migration. We've seen a lot of people emigrate. We're still seeing levels of net migration, which partly explains the fall in unemployment, while employment growth is slowing down, although the levels of people that are leaving compared to those who are coming into the country are narrowing all the time. We're heading towards a sort of a level playing field, and perhaps even getting back towards net inward migration.
And it's also, and we've heard the unions in recent times talking about potential pay increases, but it's also about the quality of those jobs, that a lot of the new jobs that are coming along, the data would appear to suggest, wouldn't it, that they are jobs, if you like, with lower terms and conditions and lower rates of pay.
Yeah, although one of the trends that you've seen in the quarterly national household statistics, which we're talking about now, which are the figures from the CSO, is that you're seeing people moving from part-time employment to full-time employment.
So that is possibly beginning to change?
Exactly, yeah. And that would be in contrast to recoveries that you've seen, for example, in the US. There was a great deal of concern about the fact that the unemployment rate there was falling, but a lot of it was due to people taking up part-time employment, people who couldn't get full-time jobs taking up part-time work to tide them over. You're now seeing here people who had been in part-time employment actually being hired full-time. So you're seeing employers now confident about the level of recovery, seeing a level of business where they're happy to take people on and they weren't before, which is what we need to see more of.
All right, always interesting, those CSO statistics. And thank you very much indeed, Conor Brophy of our business staff, for coming in to talk to us about that.